Welcome to another edition of Cat Soup, the best of internet humor on the radio. I'm Cat.
And I'm Joe.
And I'm really sorry.
Yeah.
The dog ate my shoe and I couldn't find my keys and then I tripped on the way out the door and fell in a puddle and...
You have a dog?
Well, theoretically, I have a theoretical dog.
Don't go there.
Don't ruin my jokes.
I was just shocked you said you had a dog.
Woof woof.
No, I'm totally cats, confused.
The cats dress up like dogs once in a while.
Ooh.
Yeah. That's what it's like at my house. No, sorry.
Excuse me, I scoot away a little bit more.
We're not having a great day over here in Catland.
It's a beautiful day.
It's a beautiful day in Catland.
Won't you be my neighbor?
I have a trivia question.
Yeah.
This is from a new website I found.
Okay.
That I can't pronounce without messing it up. From This Is Insider. This is Insider.
I was going to say Thins. All right.
Thisisinsider.com.
Okay.
68 people surveyed said they have done this at least once at work.
Ooh.
Yeah, keep it clean.
They lied that they weren't feeling well so that they can go home sick.
Never done that, right?
No.
Well, you work for yourself, so what are you going to do, Joe?
Yeah.
Hi.
Yeah.
Joe, I'm going home sick.
I go to my boss. I tell him I'm going home sick. He looks at me and says no, and I say okay, and I stay, and then I go. But, of course, I work for myself, so.
Yeah. And I work from home, so nobody knows if I'm homesick
yeah.
or if I'm home working.
So if you're home and you work from home and you want to eat sick, where do you go? Don't answer that either. Anyways. And so it begins.
Oh, yeah. Oh, a little joke of a hint.
Cool.
From a new website, too. And I have no idea how to pronounce it. Aish? A-I-S-H?
Aish? I'm sorry.
Aish.
Is that like a Zoom type thing?
Kind of. Aish.com.
Aish. Mm-hmm. All right.
It's called Excuses, Excuses.
Okay. So Toby came into the office an hour late for the third time in 1 week and found his boss, Mr. Epstein, waiting for him. What's the story today, Toby? Mr. Epstein asked sarcastically. Let's hear a good excuse for a change.
Toby sighed. Everything went wrong this morning. My wife decided to drive me to the harbor. She got ready in 10 minutes, but the ferry didn't turn up. Rather than let you down, I swam across the river, ran over the mountain, borrowed a bicycle, and cycled 20 miles through the field to this office.
You'll have to do better than that, Toby, said Mr. Epstein. Disappointed? No woman can be ready in 10 minutes.
Talk about stereotypes. I got ready in 10 minutes, and that's why I do radio instead of TV.
Because if you saw what we look like, oy vey.
Yeah. So the theme for today.
Women that can't get ready in less than 10 minutes.
Yeah, right. Yeah. Mm-hmm. Like I would write about that. No.
I really have no excuse to not know what this one is.
I know you don't. I know you don't. I tried to find a song about excuses, and I couldn't find one.
Excuses.
Yeah, probably like, I don't know.
I have to look at that
everything
one.
The Stones ever sang. I'm not sure.
Yeah.
Yeah. The curious saying or word of the day is cop out.
Ooh, cop
yeah,
out.
Yeah, remember world worldwide words? We used to use that, but then I got tired of trying to pronounce it.
It's easy for you to say worldwide words.
Yes. Ooh. The man that can't pronounce, like, apricot, and you did this, you said that.
But I can say supercalifragilisticexpialidocious.
Anyway, the word cop-out...
I just can't say it backwards.
It's had a variety of senses in American slang. It's first recorded about the end of the 19th and beginning of the 20th centuries, meaning to take something for oneself. This was based on one of the many standard English senses of cop, to snatch, to steal, to grab.
Around the 1930s, cop-out began to take on another of the senses of cop, to catch or apprehend, which is what a cop or a policeman does. To cop-out here meant to plead guilty, especially to a lesser charge, as a result of plea bargaining.
The big change came in the 1950s. To cop-out involved to refer to making a full confession of some crime or misdemeanor, usually but not necessarily to the police. From this, it moved to meaning backing down or surrendering or giving up your criminal or unconventional lifestyle. In the 1960s, when we all got a religion. It developed still further to mean that a person was evading an issue by making excuses or taking the easy way out.
What a cop out.
Man, you making fun of my background?
Yeah, I am. Mister, I just went to a Dead concert.
I'm not really happy with you, man.
Peace, love, rock and roll. You'll be fine. I have a top 10 list.
I never lied. Anyways, you have a top 10 list.
I did.
Which means we have exactly...
Six. These are the top six worst breakup excuses.
Ooh.
I think I heard all of them last week. Number six is, you're too old for me. You're too young for me. Too old. We're the same age. Well, that doesn't work for me either.
Number five, we're just so different, you and I. You're an extrovert. I'm an introvert. I like classical. You like heavy metal. And of course, I'm not a physical repulsive raven psychopath.
I got a from other cat. Okay. Dear Christine, by the time you read this, I'll be a woman. That's not funny.
Not in today's culture. Number three, less feeling. Less feeling. I don't even know who you are anymore.
You'd have to know the beer commercial to understand that.
I know.
Better taste, less feeling. Better taste, less feeling. Okay. Number two. Love this one.
Alrighty.
I had lunch at the Hunan Palace today, and according to the placemat, you're a snake and I'm a mongoose. I'm going to use that one. Keep that like rolled up in my pocket so I can use that.
Can anybody say lunch, please? Anyways, and the number one, worst breakup excuse.
Ow, I banged my head. That really hurt. Hey, who are you? Oh, Dave liked that one. I got a little chuckle from Dave out of that one.
Yeah, not bad, not bad. Give me five on that one.
Okay.
Alrighty, from today's dumbcriminals.com, we have a dumb criminal story. Sounds fishy, right?
Yeah, it sure does. Alcohol is an important addition to any fine cuisine. For example, Arby's is only bearable after 13 beers, and IHOP is ideal in the morning after 8 shots of vodka. Honestly, where is my contract with the Food Network?
But what does it take to go to a White Castle?
No.
Since they're not around anymore. No, high-quality booze definitely improves certain recipes. According to the Huffington Post, an elderly man in Wisconsin was pulled over and charged with the DUI, his 10th, after his truck swerved towards the middle line of the highway. Now, although the police could smell alcohol in his breath, he insisted he was sober and that he only blew a .062 due to some beer-battered fish he had consumed earlier. Unless he meant the fish-battered fried beer... This won't hold up in a court of law.
I've heard the same story with hand sanitizer. The guy had so much hand sanitizer on his face that he smelled like alcohol. No, what? We're not going to ask.
What are you doing with hand sanitizer on your face?
No.
That's a good one. 1,001 excuses why you're drunk. Anyways.
Yeah. Never from having put a bottle to your lips, though.
I said excuses.
Oh, okay.
Not reality.
Oh, okay. Story time. I went back to the Reader's Digest website. I love this place. From rd.com.
Alrighty.
Story time. A 1,772.50 bank deposit showed up in Randy and Melissa Pratt's bank account as $100,077.250. No problem, said the Bloomsburg, Pennsylvania couple. We'll just quit our jobs, close up the house, and move to sunny Florida. Bye. Of course, banks hate to lose that much money, so they sicked the cops on the Pratts. But the couple swore they weren't thieves, and it had all just been an honest mistake.
The lame excuse? Her husband was a roofer installer, said Melissa Pratt, so they often got large checks. And, well, you know, all large checks look alike, so they didn't pay close attention because, after all, who pays attention to a check for $177,250?
Did anyone buy it? Would you? Melissa Pratt pleaded guilty to theft, and Randy Pratt was awaiting trial at press time. I didn't notice it.
It's only... you know, 100% increase. No big deal.
No big deal. Yeah.
Charles J. O'Brien.
Yes, we have more than one story.
Oh.
Yeah. Yeah.
So Charles J. O'Brien, the top aide of the New York governor, David Paterson, neglected to file tax returns for 5 years. In quotes, neglected is really the wrong word, says his lawyer. O'Brien couldn't pay his taxes.
The lame excuse? He suffers from a medical condition called late filing syndrome, LFS, which is caused by depression. And even though this depression did not stop him from being a highly functional professional or enjoying an active social life, it did seem to affect his ability to pay taxes 5 years in a row.
Did anyone buy it? Not the American Psychiatric Association, an APA representative, told the New York Times that it doesn't recognize late filing syndrome as a psychiatric condition. Now, what's wrong with this picture?
Everything.
He just didn't pay enough to the right psychologist to recognize it as a new condition.
There you go.
Hey, you know, got to work the system.
There we go.
And no lawyers, please call. We fully understand.
We love lawyers. When in doubt, blame booze. Here we go again.
Unless you're a man lawyer.
Unless, of course, the drunk excuse only makes matters worse. Last year, then, New York Congressman Vito Vasella was pulled over in Alexandria, Virginia by a cop and blew a 0.17 on the breathalyzer, more than twice the legal limit. After the hangover, Vasella knew he'd better start thinking fast.
All right, you ready? The lame excuse?
Oh, here it is.
His blood alcohol levels were a result of an alcohol-based hand sanitizer he had used.
See, I told you I heard it somewhere. Yeah. I heard it from my own script. Did anyone buy it? After several "what do you take us for" looks from the cop DAs, the press, pretty much everyone, Vasella changed his plea from DUIH, driving under the influence of hand sanitizer, to good old-fashioned DUI. I am so embarrassed right now.
Wait a minute, but I have a song for that.
Yeah.
Will we go around in circles? Da, da, da. So you write it, you say it. I remember it. Then you write it.
Okay. Yes, I'm writing this for you. I put it out of my mind the minute I'm done with it. Then I heard one the other day about... No. You ever use Career Builder? Well, no, you work for yourself because you don't fire yourself that often.
Yeah, I haven't fired myself yet, so we're good.
Okay. Well, CareerBuilder.com, mm-hmm. which I've used often in the last couple of years, since being laid off from the evil empire.
Monster.com. Okay.
Anyway, if you're thinking playing hooky from work, keep in mind that 31% of employers check up on employees who call in sick, and 18% have fired workers for going AWOL without a really good lame excuse like these.
I dreamed I was fired, so I didn't want to get out of bed.
I was up all night arguing with God.
A raccoon stole my work shoes off my porch.
I wasn't thinking and I accidentally went to my old job. I did that. I got all the way to the parking lot.
Oops.
And went, oh, yeah, that's not my space anymore.
While rowing across the river to work, I got lost in the fog.
I didn't have money for gas because all the pawn shops were closed.
Ooh. My dog dialed 911 and the police wanted to question me about what really happened. No, wait a minute. I know you do.
Of course you do.
No. There was a picture this week showed this woman who she had to send a picture to prove that she was sick. So they showed the photo and here she is with an iPod headset in her nostrils. Okay, and then the cord to the iPod was sitting on her chest, so you could see that the end of it was an iPod cord, you know, for like phones or whatever. Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
And it's like...
How stupid are you?
Yeah, I mean, you take the earplugs and put them in your nose to make it look like you're on oxygen.
Yeah,
and
that's good.
It was
good.
Just not... It was hilarious. So it's funny you brought this up today.
So, I was trolling Twitter.
Twitter.
I love Twitter.
Timely tweets.
Timely tweets from Twitter. Say that a lot.
Yeah.
So I searched for the hashtag worst excuses.
Okay.
Worst excuse. And I found these.
Okay.
From at bearded cop. Yeah. After being pulled over for distracted driving, the person said, impossible, my phone is broken. Ring.
Yeah. Oops.
Oops.
Did you say oops? The coastal grind. No, officer. I had no idea I was driving the wrong way on this particular sidewalk.
Yeah. At Jennifer Daly says, hey, I can't hang out because I have to pick up someone from jail, not saying any names. That's actually true in my world. Well, okay, once or twice.
Wow.
Yeah. Mm.
At Jack Fielder, my brother's excuse for not going to the gym the other night was, I've just eaten.
Well, yeah.
What?
Yeah, you can't get on the Stairmaster for a half hour after you've eaten.
Yeah, you'll get cramps. Yeah. I know the story.
Hannah Jean.
Okay.
Said, at Hannah Jean, oh, sorry, I have to clean the chimney.
What?
Cinderella, kind of. Mm. And at midnight, a pumpkin's going to pick me up.
Cool.
Yeah. This is my favorite one.
This might have happened, actually, Wednesday. Anyways.
Don't ruin this, because this is my favorite one.
At Carol B. Thanks for the wedding invite. I can't make it, though. I hate cake, your fiance, and our friendship in general. Anyway, what's up?
That's way too honest. That's not really an excuse. That's just dead cold honesty.
Yeah, I'm...
Yeah, I'm just making you speechless today.
Yeah.
Speechless is not good for radio.
I know.
Oh, okay.
And in a moment, we'll have 10 seconds of dead air. No, we won't. Anyway, from quips and quotes.
No, because Dave knows how to edit.
Yeah. Then that statement would have been dumb. Quips and quotes from Goodreads.com.
Goodreads.com, by the way, is a place where you can go and it will give you ideas of books to read.
Oh, cool.
Yeah, yeah.
Not like I don't have enough already.
I know. And you can put your name in and the books that you've read. And so if people want to know something about a book, then they can IM you and say, how was the book? And
oh.
Yeah, anyway.
Okay, cool.
Yeah.
So it is better to offer no excuses than a bad one. George Washington.
Mm. Benjamin Franklin said, he that is good for making excuses is seldom good for anything else.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm. Now, John Wooden, the old UCLA basketball coach, says, never make excuses. Your friends don't need them, and your foes won't believe them.
Ah, okay. Toby Betta, who wrote a book? Which wrote a book?
Who done did
well,
wrote
actually,
that there book?
It works of you. My ancestor was an astronaut. It's Toba Betta's book. There is a line between a promise and many excuses. I know that build up for that quote. Sorry.
I want more. Now, Florence Nightingale said, I attribute my success to this. I never gave or took an excuse.
Mm.
Interesting.
Mm. The heart has its reasons, but the mind makes the excuses. Hallelujah. Mm. That was by Amit Abraham.
Chris Jami, and I guess they wrote a book called Killosophy.
Or philosophy.
Philosophy.
I know. Yeah. Oh, you know a cat? Other cat? No, she doesn't. She just knows how to pronounce things better than we do.
Philosophy. Like kilos. Anyways, even if there is an instance in which it can be mistook by onlookers, never fool yourself into using misunderstood genius as an excuse to be a fool.
Oh, there goes my alibi for everything. Yeah. I'm just a misunderstood genius. Oh, wait a minute. Don't we have a president that said that? No. No, he's stable. That's right. Sorry. Not a genius. He never said I'm a genius. Very stable genius. Yes. Okay, now we got to say something bad about the Democrats. Just No. I'm stopping it right now. The trouble with excuses, however, is that they become inevitably difficult to believe after they've been used a couple times.
Mm.
Yeah, because that's like lies. You don't remember what you lied about, so you can't keep your story straight. So in this case, you can't remember which excuse you used on which person. Anyway, I don't know who Scott Spencer is, but, you know, he's pretty wise.
Now, Shannon L. Adler said, Adler, the moment you tell everyone...
No, you didn't read the top part.
Oh.
The word.
I thought it was a misprint.
Hey. I resent
it's
that.
It's happened. You don't understand the killer look I'm getting on eyes.
Called the stink eye.
I mean, those knives out of those eyes are like, come in. Okay, so let's start again. Victim. It's a noun. The moment you tell everyone you have a mental disorder in order to excuse your behavior.
What, is there a problem with that? I have just a decaphobia. I don't know.
Who, what, the what, a phobia?
I'm afraid of Friday the 13th. What? That's a good excuse for...
I was about to say, today's not Friday the 13th.
What, well, it could be. It's coming up. I'm getting ready for it. And now one that goes way close to clomp, clomp, clomp.
It's my skull, man.
Yeah. One that hits way close to the heart here. From top 10.
Ah.
Guess what?
We have 10.
We do have what? 10.
Whoa, whoa, whoa.
We have one angel sang. Cat fell over in her chair.
That there is what you call funny. I don't care what you say.
Joe's beard just fell off.
I'm telling you. I got to start again. Anyways. A real top 10, folks. This is... Mark it on your calendar, all
you
right?
You better count these because I may have miscounted.
Oh, no. I don't want to get more dagger eyes at me. You only have 9, cat. No, thank you. The top 10 excuses given for corporate layoffs.
Yeah.
Number 10. And now I'm reading the book of Greenspan. Chapter 11.
Number 9. We're moving to Mexico. And you're not.
Ooh. Oh. Number 8. Through performance was exceeded expectations.
Start that over. That was terrible.
Number 8. Through performance was exceeded expectations. This web surfing and donut eating department has been deemed dispensable.
Number 7. The company just isn't ready for that kind of commitment and needs some space, but... we still want to be friends.
Can't we still be friends? Number 6. Miss Cleo says you got to leave, so you got to leave.
Yeah, okay. This is close to what I heard last year.
Okay.
Adverse marketplace conditions necessitate a strategic resource reallocation to enable renewed focus on core competencies within key client segments, resulting in a headcount right-sizing to hit shareholder-mandated returns. Yeah, that's a ticket. I was told, sometimes got to make tough decisions. And I looked and I said, you know, the mochaccino latte, I can help you with that. She said, you're laid off. Tough decisions.
You didn't give her the right option then.
Tough, tough decisions. Yeah, I can either like slash your tires or take the baseball bat. I did not just say that.
Yeah, no, you didn't.
No. I heard somebody refer to that as a Carrie Underwood.
Yeah.
All Carrie Underwood on you.
Because she has one of her first songs was about taking her bat to guy's truck.
Well, she's had a couple. She had one King about killing the guy that was fooling around.
Yeah, that too.
Behind her back, and yeah.
Mm-hmm. Nice attitude.
Yep.
Number 4. Look at it this way. You can see Harry Potter every day this week if you want to.
Oh, it's all about providing our customers a quality product, Mr. Scapegoat Wilson.
Mm-hmm. Number 2. You'll notice your coworkers haven't been wasting their time with internet humorless, still have their jobs.
And the number 1 excuse given for corporate layoffs.
Look, it was either you or someone we like.
Oh, that's way too true. I worked for a gentleman who was an HR director at a company I won't disclose. And okay. He said, layoffs, yeah, it's really a sad coincidence that we lay off deadwood and troublemakers. Ouch.
You know, I have been let go from multiple companies because of my industry and what I do, and we get downsized all the time.
Yeah.
It's not a thing. And it's so funny because when you go in there for the meeting, it's like they got armed guards and security, you know, and people like, you know.
We had global security.
You know what?
They kept reminding me that global security was on standby for me.
I just end up laughing in their face because I knew something better was coming along. So I walked out the door having a great time.
That's just kind of your outlook on life, isn't it, Joe?
It is.
That's why you're my partner.
Yeah, I never worry about tomorrow. I mean, it's like, so I always laughed. It's like, you know, this is a big guy. We got to be worried about him.
Nah. I found two really bad ruminations from ruminate.com.
Just two?
Yes.
Okay.
There's really no excuse for taking poorly lit photos of a fire breather.
Ooh.
Thank you, Kim Moser.
If I were a cop, I'd look for an excuse to arrest the mime, so just so I can tell them that they have the right to remain silent. Holly Yule Black.
Oh, remember when we used to do Irish blessings? Yeah, now we're doing Irish excuses.
Oh, cool.
Yeah, this is from IrelandCulling.com.
Too bad we don't have some Irish music in the background.
Yeah. Anyway, how to avoid a fine.
An elderly gent bought a sports car and drove along reaching 120 miles per hour.
Amazing, he thought.
Then he saw a police officer behind him. Blue lights are flashing. I can get away with him, he thought as he reached 150.
Then he thought, I'm too old for this nonsense, and pulled over to the side of the road.
Now the police officer walked up to him and said, sir, my shift ends in 10 minutes before I'll let you go. No. Wow, talk about line jumping. My shift ends in 10 minutes. If you can give me a good reason why you're speeding that I've never heard before, I'll let you go.
The old man said,
years back, my wife ran off with a policeman. I thought you were bringing her back.
Have a good day, sir, said the policeman. Oh, my goodness.
Ow!
I have another top 10 list. I don't know if we have time, but I can do it really quick.
We got time.
Okay. Top 9 excuses for not releasing an album for 20 years.
Okay.
Yes. This was for Steely Dan when they didn't release an album for 20 years. Number 9, just emerged from the bomb shelter, figuring 20 years was enough time for the noxious fumes of disco to subside. Come on.
Number 8. No, we got time.
No, we don't.
Yes, we do. We got 2 minutes and 54 seconds. It started as a single Chinese finger cut prank. Then the next thing you know.
7. Hey, traffic in L.A. is bad, man.
Number 6. Spent every night of the last 20 years into Winter Garden watching Cats.
5. Ooh. We're waiting for an invitation to join the Traveling Wilburys.
Ooh. Number 4. Struck to trying to find a word that rhymes with marsupial.
3. 20-year ban on literate, well-crafted songs recently lifted by the UN.
Number 2. Producer kept insisting on bringing Yoko to the recording sessions.
Ooh. And the number 1 excuse for not releasing an album for 20 years.
Took a while to convince mom to park on the street and free up the garage.
No.
That is all we have for today.
By the way,
I'm Kat.
I'm going to see Steely Dan Saturday.
Okay, I'm Kat.
I'm Joe.
And together we're
out of excuses. We're out of excuses.
Which is the best form of humor on the internet.
Have a great day.